Terry McMillan. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's back.
Uh-huh. I almost forgot about you. How you supposed to say it, Sid?
I almost forgot about you.
What's it about?
What is it about?
Yeah.
It's about a reinvention. Forgive my raspy voice. They didn't deliver my coffee, and you're the first person I've spoken to.
Oh, my. It sounds sexy, Terry.
Yeah, right. I sound like an old man, but it's okay. The story basically is about reinventing yourself. A woman who's bored with her life, but who's successful and all that, and she also decides to go back after something happened, tragic, mm-hmm. to somebody that she once knew in college, and she decides to go back and look up the men that she's loved to make amends.
Reinventing yourself. That's something that everybody can relate to.
That's a term that everybody is using these days.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, you are ahead of the curve, Terry.
Well, I don't know all about that.
But Georgia is a woman. She's an empty nester. Her two daughters are off. One's in college, and one is married. And she's got these girlfriends, and it's all on the West Coast in terms of living in Oakland Hills and what have you. And and so she has a good life. She's an optometrist. She has a really good life. But as Terry said, something happens, and it is not unlike a lot of conversations. And I'm loving the book. I haven't finished it, Terry, because I slowed down because I'm enjoying it so much.
Oh, thank you.
But it's not unlike a lot of conversations that we're having these days, those of us who are, you know, figuring out what's the next step, what's the next chapter in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
However, most of the men in my life are dead, so I can't go back and apologize for some things I've said and done. But
you never caught a case, I said.
No. And I'm afraid some might be listening and say, I'm still here. But she really does have an opportunity, Terry. And so my question to you is, did you do this?
No.
Would you?
Maybe. I don't know. I did it with one guy,
mm-hmm.
but this is after I'd finished the book,
mm-hmm.
Only because I was going to my hometown, and a friend of mine used to know this guy. We both used to date these college guys. And so I said it would sure be nice to see him. It turns out that her old boyfriend, her baby daddy, has had his number, and I called him, and... you know, he's like an old man and turned real religious, still lives in his mama's house.
Not the freak you remember, huh?
He was on the verge of becoming a star basketball player when I knew him.
So big things were happening then.
Pardon?
Big things were happening then when he was on the verge of becoming a basketball star.
Well, it wasn't just that, but he was like, he was handsome and vivacious and all that, but and he sent me a picture of him in his mama's house, and I was like, and it's like the same house from the 60s, and I was like, oh Lord. And then he got cold feet, as it turned out.
Oh, he didn't show
up. That's it for me. That's the extent of it. I made amends with the men that I dealt with, or killed them.
including the ex that we know about?
Oh, Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan and I, we're friends.
You're good now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been good for years.
So, Terry, I emailed you a couple of months ago and to ask you, because I think it was Loretta Devine, Tom, uh-huh. that was saying that they were working on an updated Waiting to Exhale. And you said, not to your knowledge. Is there any conversation yet?
No. You mean another movie or what?
Well, my understanding...
Television show?
No, my understanding from Loretta Devine's conversation was that it was going to be another movie.
Well, how much sense does that make? No. There's somebody that's interested in turning it into a television series. And someone real reputable, but I can't say his his name.
And are you going to be involved?
Just, I'm not writing anything.
Okay.
No, but I'll just be executive producer. And that's the extent of it, just to make sure that they do things properly. But
Terry McMillan, have you and Shonda Rhimes or Lee Daniels talked about doing a TV show based on one of your books?
No.
So that's not the person that you're talking about. It's not
Lee
Daniels.
You like that, Sid? Was that kind of nice? Just, it's kind of slick.
I can't believe this stupid phone is ringing. No, I'm in this really fancy hotel. I don't even believe this. The phone hasn't rang in days.
You got three books. I can't believe this phone is ringing.
That's another great title.
And still living at your mama's house. That's three books right there.
I told them that I put a sign out on the door. The coffee should have been here, you know, like 15 minutes ago. I put a sign out that says, I'm on the phone doing a radio interview. Please leave the coffee at the door. And I'll sign the bill in 15 minutes. They just called to tell me. I'm telling you, some people just are not bright.
Oh my God. The life and times of Terry McMillan.
I'm waiting on still living.
So are you guys affected by the rain?
No, we're good.
The flooding?
We're good up here, yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Enjoy your coffee.
Drop a little on the ground for those fellas that, you know, in your past.
Sounds like you need to put a little bump on that coffee, too.
Yeah, something. Yeah, mellow out.
Smooth out the edges.
Big bump.
And continue the reinvention.
Thank you.
Hey,
love you guys.
Take care, sweetie.
He's still living at his mama's house. Okay. His mama's house still look like it did in the 60s. He used to be fine, basketball player, and everything.
Now, not so much.
He used to be a freak. Now he's saved.
Okay, and living at his mama's house.
Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes.